All right. Let's rock. Gonna rock and roll all night and party every day. The theme of KISS. And attention everyone in the KISS Army, because joining me on the phone now here on the Big 550 KTRS, here is the fire-breathing, blood-spitting, makeup-wearing, tongue-lashing Gene Simmons. Hello, Gene.
Hi, Paul.
How you doing today?
I got a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Why would your music director put on the unplugged version of that when we're all about bombast and punishing everybody for being bad all year long? Why would you play an unplugged version of Rock and Roll All Night?
Because everybody else would play the other one, and we have to be different. And I actually love that version, the unplugged version. It's pretty cool.
You're a powerful and attractive man. What can I say?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. When you guys were approached to do an unplugged thing for MTV, whenever that was, did you say to them exactly what you just said to me? Hey, we're fire-breathing, smoke-blowing guys. What do you mean unplugged?
Yes, we said all that, except MTV said, yeah, but we think 20 million people will watch it. And we said, okay, we're all about sellouts, so let's go.
Well, I love it. And now you guys are on your farewell tour. Is this a real farewell tour, Gene?
Honest to God is, and we're serious about it as a heart attack. The answer is very simple. You know, we've been doing this almost three decades. We've gone where no band has gone before, which is not a bad thing. Let me write that down for the next interview.
Yeah.
We've got our Hollywood Star Walk of Fame. We were told by Billboard we're right in back of the Beatles in the number of gold records by any groups in history.
Wow.
We pretty much have scaled the heights and done anything that any other band would never dare do, including have KISS bubblegum cards, to KISS condoms, to KISS comic books. There's a KISS theme park being finalized with Universal Attractions now.
Wow.
There's a KISS four-hour miniseries being planned. I mean, you could, KISS Cola, anything you can imagine. In fact, we just did a Pepsi commercial.
Yes, I know, and it's great. I saw it debut on the Academy Awards on Sunday night.
Thank you. And so we don't just sell out. We don't just sell out every concert, but we also sell out everything because we're all about making a complete spectacle out of ourselves. And while all the other bands are cowards and are afraid to really have a good time in life, I mean, I really respect and appreciate R.E.M., but I don't want to see an R.E.M. Pepsi commercial. Do you?
No, I don't, actually.
Yeah, because, you know, I want to have fun and enjoy myself, and credibility is really for cowards. Credibility really means you're afraid of doing whatever the hell you want to do, because what will people think? And we never cared. We just simply, hey, you know what? We're holding a party. If you want to come to it, great. Good time guaranteed for all. If you don't want to come to the party, get out of here. Now, get out of my way. I'm having too much fun.
Now, through all these years and all of these items that you mentioned, the action figures, the KISS gum, the KISS comic books, all the rest, was there ever anything where you said, you know what, we will sell out for anything, but not for that?
Yeah, we actually have been offered many millions of dollars from specifically Marlboro, some of the hard liquor people. And while I don't think it should be outlawed, I do think people have the right to jump off buildings if that's what they want to do. And I believe that tobacco should not be outlawed. I don't believe alcohol should be outlawed, but I don't espouse that lifestyle. I've never been drunk or high in my life. Mm-hmm. And whether people want to believe that or not, I could care less. The reality is everybody has to make their own decision about their own ethics in their life. Mine is very simple. Life gives me only one of two choices. One, live. That means live life. Or the other one is don't.
Yep.
I prefer to live it. And anything that robs me of my five senses, taste, smell, sight, you know, I would no sooner gouge out my eyes so I wouldn't see than smoke cigarettes so that I can't breathe and, you know, die. So the idea of standing up in front of a product that kills people or gets them drunk and behind the wheels is the last thing we would do no matter what the price.
Gotcha.
On the other hand, anything else is fair game. I don't have a problem putting KISS on colas, on anything else that I think is fun, because life is about fun. And all you just, you know, all these guys with a kind of a holier-than-thou art in front of their name specifically should realize that art should be the name of a guy, and the rest of you just shut up and get out of my way.
Gene Simmons of KISS here on the Big 550 KTRS. We're going to squeeze in some of your phone calls in a minute at 314-969-KTRS, star KTRS, and toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. First, Gene, take me back to the beginning, if you would. Who designed the makeup?
Al Jolson.
No.
I tell you what, we were four guys off the streets of New York who have nothing in common with each other, really. Ace is from another planet. Peter came from a very working class kind of Italian, I'm going to kick you in your ass with a bat, not my leg, kind of a background. Even though Paul and I came from sort of middle class Jewish New York backgrounds, we have nothing in common. You know, we may both like chocolate cake, but he only likes the cream and I only like the carcass, the stuff that's left over.
Right.
So there's nothing that makes any sense with us, and yet something about it all fits like gears all meshing together, although none of them ever, you know, line up the same way. And despite all the differences within the band, something about the band made us attracted or attractive to each other. So we decided to put together the band we never saw on stage. Basically, rock and roll stopped calling itself rock and roll, started calling itself rock. And as soon as rock and roll got credibility and took itself seriously, all the fun was taken out of it. And the fun stuff for me was watching Pete Townshend smash guitars, was watching Jimi Hendrix light his guitar on fire, was watching the Beatles all dressed alike, very gimmicky, you know, like costumes, same haircut, same stuff. I love all that. So do millions and millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not forget the Beatles dressing up in Sgt. Pepper's. It was all about costumes and tomfoolery, and that's what we're all about. We'd like to think that everything about America, from fireworks shows to horror monster movies and just everything, Disneyland should be on stage. You know, if you want to see bright stars, if they shine enough, you got to pick up your chin and look up in the sky. If there's nothing shiny in the sky, you ain't picking up your chin. So we've always thought of the stage as a holy place. Only stars should be there. I don't want to see a guy that just delivered a pizza next door get up on stage and charge me a full ticket price and think he's doing me a favor by playing the next song off his recent album with nothing else. Because if a full price of a ticket costs more than a CD, let's be honest here, a CD costs what, $15?
Mm-hmm.
How much is a ticket price for a concert? 50? You're going to charge me $50 to go see a concert, and you're going to get up on stage with your dirty jeans and make believe that you're poorer than I am. You're going to look worse than I am, and if there's a girl in the band, she's going to look like Paul Bunyan, you know, somebody just chopped down a tree from Seattle. Get off the stage. Give me some stars. And that's what we're all about. Whether you think we're clowns, we stand guilty as charged. You bet your ass we are.
So,
but we're the best clowns you'll ever see.
So, Gene, who designed the makeup?
We did. We did it from the beginning. We still put on the makeup today. Everything you see on that stage or on the records, we're completely responsible for. From the KISS-tree book that weighs in at 9.5 pounds, that costs $158.95, you bet your ass it does. And you can get a copy by dialing 1-800-905-KISS.
Okay. 1-800-905-KISS. And by the way, KISS Asylum, the official website of the band.
Incorrect. KISSonline.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. What?
No, it's okay. There's a lot of fan-based KISS sites, and God bless them. And if you want to find out everything from the horse's mouth, you got to go to KISSonline.com.
I'm glad you corrected me on that. Thank you. And I will change the link from my website to your website so that it's official, KISSonline.com. Now, one more question about the makeup. I've heard a rumor for many, many years in the business that Neil Bogart, who was then, I guess, the head of Casablanca Records, tried to talk you guys out of the makeup. Now, did you have the same discussion with him that you just had with me?
Yes, it's very true. Neil Bogart, ironically enough, signed the band without ever having seen us. He actually liked the record. We recorded the first, what amounted to, were the songs from the first record. We did a demo with a guy named Eddie Kramer, who was the engineer on Hendrix and the Beatles and Led Zeppelin, and we wanted to get that sort of English sound. And once the demo went out, Neil Bogart heard it, said, I liked it, sounds British, must be a British band. And then he said, you know, I better see you guys before you go out on tour. And he was stunned I mean, he was stunned. What's with the makeup? What's with the tongue? What's with the fire breathing? What are you guys doing?
Yeah.
And we said, this is what we do. This is who we are. He said, well, I'm not so sure about the makeup. We said, we're not so sure about you, our way or the highway. And, you know, in hindsight, it's either cocky or stupid, but we were probably a combination of both. We were stupidly committed, blindly so, to our dream, our vision. And we were ready, willing, and able to throw in the towel if we couldn't do it our way. Because let's face it, KISS was not in fashion then. We're not in fashion today, God help us. And I promise you, tomorrow we're not going to be in fashion, because fashion is for cowards. Fashion is, again, everybody looking over their shoulder to see if they're marching in time with everybody else. We've always simply looked to ourselves and said, you know what, you guys have short hair, you have long hair. You don't wear costumes, we do. Mm-hmm. You wear short sneakers, we wear high platform heels, whether it's in style or not. Studs and leather not in, fine, that's for you. We like it. Bombs, big stage shows, everything else, it's not supposed to be the idea. It's supposed to be grungy and self-destructive. Go jump off a building and please do us a favor and do it quietly. Don't hold a press conference. I'm going to jump. I'm going to jump. You know, I'll be the first guy in the crowd that says, shut up and jump. You know, like all these guys are like, you know, oh, life is miserable at the top. They're lying. You know, they're uncomfortable with fame. Move to Nome, Alaska. Nobody will care. They're uncomfortable with the amount of money they're making. Here's the answer. Send all your money to Gene Simmons. Make a personal checkout. I'll be twice as happy as I am now. You know why? Because I'll have even more money.
Yeah.
And I defy anybody to look you in the face and say they want less money. I'll tell you, that guy is a liar.
It's the Big 550 KTRS. I'm Paul Harris, talking with Gene Simmons of KISS, who turned 50 last summer, and you can tell he's really mellowed with age.
I'm 550.
550 as
a tribute
to us.
You want to play the age game? You bet. I'm much older than you. I'm 150 years old. What are you going to do about it? That's to anybody out there. Yeah, you got to be 20 to play. You can come and kiss my ass. I'm 50. You show me all the little boys, I'll show you how the big boys do it.
Let me go to the phones. Members of the KISS Army want to ask you some questions here. We're going to Overland for Chris on the Big 550. Hello.
Hi, Paul. Gene, it's glad to talk to you. Big fan.
How big, Greg?
Oh, I tell you what. I've seen you guys every time you've come to St. Louis since 1979.
It's much appreciated, and I want to say that our prerequisite for coming to the shows is open to lovers and haters.
Oh,
we stand, we're every bit as proud of our friends as well as our enemies, because if you hate KISS, this is just a general piece of advice to anybody, you hate KISS, you hate what we stand for, that's great. You come to the show, you're going to go, wow. That's what it's about.
Yeah, I've taken a bunch of friends who didn't know nothing about the band, and they've always walked away fans. The question I had for you was if this truly is, the final tour, if any of the young fans, like kids who are interested, are they going to get a chance to see you guys or get autographs or any kind of personal appearances planned after this?
We're trying to do as much as possible, God's honest truth. We were only going to do 30 cities. VH1 put the first 30 cities on sale. Before the tickets were on sale for, you know, regular stuff, the first 30 cities sold out the first day. Their computer banks blew out. So we're now up to 110 cities.
Excellent.
We're going to try to do the best we can and hit every major city and finally end it with a series of dates on the East Coast in New York, 3 days at Jones Beach, 2 days at maybe 3 days in New Jersey, 2 days in Long Island, and 5 days at Madison Square Garden, or maybe as much as a week, because the demand is, you know, so big. There's physically not enough time for us to do everything, but I want to make sure everybody gets this. If you care, this is, in fact, the last time the band will tour as KISS. This is the last time I'm going to certainly get up on stage and tour in a band. Everybody wants to do different things. However, KISSonline.com will continue. There's a KISS four-hour miniseries that's being finalized now that I'm negotiating. There's going to be a KISS cartoon show. The KISS comic books will continue. There's even KISS Psycho Circus theme park that's being finalized now with Universal Attractions. There's going to be a KISS casino in Las Vegas. In other words, KISS will continue in other forms, but the live touring band will not, simply because we have too much respect for our fans and ourselves to do it a day longer than we think it's valid. Because you know, we're not up there strumming acoustic guitars. We're running around on stage on 8-inch platform heels, and you want to quit when you're on top. You want to see the champion go out as the champion of the world, not in the years where, you know, physically you're declining. So we think now is a great time to call it and celebrate this basic idea.
Do you know if this tour is going to include a stop in St. Louis? I hope it does.
No question about it. Absolutely. We'll be there, within a month or so. But anytime you're interested finding out where we're playing, whatever, either listen to VH1 or just check with your...
Or kissonline.com.
Kissonline.com, sure.
There you go. Okay, let's go to another call. Jim on a car phone. You're on the Big 550 with Paul Harris and Gene Simmons. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Jim. Go.
Gene, an absolute Kiss Army fan from day one. I have to admit that you were my first rock and roll album. I got Rock and Roll Over. I was hooked. I was absolutely hooked the first time I heard that album, and I've been a fan ever since. And, more or less, I didn't really have a question, but I wanted to make a statement. The last concert I was at with you guys, I was amazed at the age group. Kids, I'm 34 years old, and here I am talking to Gene Simmons, who I've known for, it seems like I've known you guys for 25 years, but, you know, the kids that were there at the concert were 5-6-year-olds dressed up like Gene and the gang, and and guys that are 50 years old were watching you guys.
You know, it is amazing. I will tell you that we are blessed. It was not by design. We simply put together the band that we wanted to see on stage. I love the Stones, always have, but if Mick Jagger's got an off night, you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to put together a four-wheel drive vehicle. We wanted to put together the Beatles on steroids living in the Twilight Zone. And in a very bizarre way, because we've simply ignored fashion and style, we seem to have outlived everybody. I mean, we ain't pretty, we're like cockroaches, but we outlive you all. So when New Romance came in and New Wave came in, we were told we were out of step. When Thrash came in, we weren't strong, you know, whatever. When Punk came in, we weren't relative. When Grunge came in, we were too happy. You know, they're all dead.
Right.
Now, we're here.
Gene, in all these years of these amazing stage shows with the bombast, as you called it yourself, of being lifted and hoisted and flown and explosions and flames, you ever get hurt?
Do you ever get hurt by
any of that? No, here's my question. I know why you do it, but I'm asking, do you ever get hurt by that? You ever accidentally swallow the blood, any of that kind of stuff?
All the time. You get burned and battered and bruised, and it happens all the time. Yesterday we played, I don't remember, I think it was Denver. Everybody is going out of their minds. All the girlfriends on their boyfriend's shoulders, when their boyfriends aren't looking, are lifting their tops and going, yeah, baby, this is for you.
Yeah.
And I fly up to the top of the light system, 60 feet above the stage at 8 feet a second, and they smashed me down on that. You know, it hurts.
I bet.
But who cares? You know, when you're asking a football player, you're playing football, all the girls want to have your babies, you're being paid a lot of money, does it hurt? You're damn right it hurts.
But in the end, it's still fun. That's the key. Let me take another phone call for Gene Simmons. We've got Chris in Belleville on the Big 550. Hello.
Hey, Gene. How you doing?
I'm blessed. What can I say?
Oh, okay. I got to tell you, I've been a lifelong fan, and to see you guys retire is like almost like seeing part of my family go away.
I want to tell you, without going into a long-winded thing, because I love the sound of my own voice, you know that.
Yeah.
Is we're doing this out of respect to you. I don't want to see Kiss playing the House of Blues to 500 people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the time to go out is to go out on top. You know, we were the number one tour of 96. Our good friend Garth Brooks was number two. Then we did the first 3D tour in history, the Psycho Circus tour that kicked off at Dodger Stadium. And then we were just going to say, thanks very much. We've done it all. What else is there to do as a live band? We've blown things up, flown through the air, levitated everything. What are you going to do, disappear or call God to come on stage, do an encore? Hey, that's not a bad idea. So we decided to get up on stage and one last time hold our heads up high and thank all of you for making all of our dreams come true from the bottom of our hearts. There's just no other way to do it.
There you go. Gene, before we go, and I got to say goodbye, but we'll do more maybe when you're coming to St. Louis here. What's the official measurement on the tongue?
You know, physically, I've never measured it, but if you have a girlfriend, I can steal her.
Yeah, I'm sure you can. Thank you, Gene.
You bet.
We'll talk again sometime. Gene Simmons of KISS here on the Paul Harris Show in the middle of the day, in the middle of America. The only place for it is the Big 550, KTRS.